that you make a tax-deductible contribution to keep local and adventurous content freely available on the Upper Hudson Valley Radio Dial.
My name is Eric from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Hi, everybody. This is Jeff, host of Snack Point Charlie.
And I'm Alana, host of There There.
Wave Farms WGXC needs your financial support. In these extraordinary and unprecedented times, we know there are many worthy organizations in need. We hope that you consider Wave Farm among them.
If you value WGXC and want to keep it a part of your daily life, we ask that you make a tax-deductible contribution to keep local and adventurous content freely available on the Upper Hudson Valley Radio Dial.
Please visit WGXC.org. That's WGXC.org. Click Donate and become a monthly sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation.
Thank you so much for keeping independent voices and sounds on your radio dial.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, a sculpture and architecture park and international residency center in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dusk until dawn. Art Omai presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lennox Local in Lennox, Massachusetts. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Hey. Hi. I could use a story.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a graduate of Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
Hi, I'm AJ, and I live in Elizaville. Sorry, I accidentally muted myself there. And I am definitely going into fourth grade, but I should be going into fifth grade because I moved during the school year. Oh, and my school starts tomorrow. Sad!
I am Lena, and I am from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Yay!
Books we love, books we hate, bookish things.
Yay!
Mm-hmm. And we're often here with our friends Mashuda, Fahim, and Fatia, but they couldn't make it today. But I did get a recording sent to me from Mashuda and Fatia that we might be able to work into the show. So our listeners might hear from them later. But in the meantime, we're all going to talk about books and bookish things. Before we start talking about books, why don't we talk a little bit about the upcoming school year? Are you all going to school virtually? Are you going in person?
I'm going in person and I'm starting tomorrow. Well, just so you know, today is Monday and I'm starting on Tuesday because this is going to air later. I'm starting tomorrow. No. I'm so used to starting on the 14th or the 16th. At least they give you some time for school shopping. I'm like, okay, so violin or viola? I don't know what I'm going to choose because there's going to be an instrument. There's no way the mom is going to buy a cello, so what am I going to do? I don't know. I don't know where my violin is. It's so stressful.
Those are both nice instruments, though. So
what's the difference between a viola and a violin?
Size? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You're asking the wrong people. We're book people, not music people.
I'm pretty sure the difference between a viola, I think it was, and a violin is that the viola has different, like, sounding strings than the violins, and also because the viola is known as the violin's technically big sister, because I know that because I play the violin. I do not enjoy it.
Do you think you'd enjoy the viola or viola better? I don't know if I'm saying it right. Just realized I haven't said it out loud in a long time. The viola? Viola? I don't know. But do you think you would prefer a different instrument to the violin, Lena?
Probably. Maybe. I don't know.
I only play piano.
Ooh.
But not in school. How about you, Amelia? I know you're going to Columbia Green this fall.
Yeah, I'm going to be all virtual.
All virtual? Are there any classes that you're most excited about?
Creative writing. I'm taking it again. Nice. Because why not?
Great. Yeah, Mashuda's starting SUNY New Paltz. I think this week was her first week. Maybe last week she started. I can't remember. But she started recently. And she's also doing the program all online. And she's taking Contemporary Lit.
Cool.
And the books that she's borrowed so far are all very good. So I hope she enjoys that class.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Mm-hmm. So what have you been reading, Amelia?
I finally finished the book I've been reading and I've moved on to the next one in the series. So that was fun. I liked the first story the most in this one. The other two were kind of boring or just too surreal. Like I said, these books are like straddling the line between like goosebumps and like real deal adult horror, and that makes some of the stories a bit weird, like too weird for my taste. So I like the first one the most in this one, and now I've moved on to the newest one.
These are your scary short stories.
Yes.
What do you think you're going to read after you're done with your scary short stories?
I'm not sure. I might try to get back into comics more. Because I've always enjoyed comics.
Do you have any on your radar that you're thinking of?
Oh, I don't know. It's usually not really. I kind of just have to fight the urge to read Nimona again in order to read something new. But I don't have any on my radar right now.
That's okay. When the time comes, I'm sure you'll find something.
Yeah.
How about you, AJ? What have you been reading? Or what did you want to talk about?
Everything. I've been reading everything. I've been rereading some books. I've been rereading a lot. But the most recent book that I reread was Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. I just can't get over it. My most favorite line in both the movie and the book. And so in the movie, it's when Harry just turns to look at Hagrid because Hagrid is telling him something and he says muggle in a sentence. And Harry's like, he turns his head with the most confused look on his face. He's like, muggle? I just think that's so funny for some reason. I start cracking up where I see it on the show because it's like, I can replay that scene over and over and over, but I wouldn't because that would annoy Mom a lot.
Do you read the original version or the illustrated version?
I've read both. I like the illustrated version better, though, except for those creepy pictures, like the potions picture and stuff like that.
Do you know what you're going to read next?
No, I just pick a book and I read it.
How about you, Lena?
So, a book that I have been reading is called Dolphin Summer, and I'll read the back. She's having a summer to remember because of a friend she'll never forget. Lily's best friends have abandoned her for a sleepaway camp, and her plans for an unforgettable New York City summer have vanished with them. And while she'd love to spend her days strolling the Coney Island boardwalk and visiting the amazing aquarium there, parents don't want her wasting time at the beach when she could be studying. So when Lily discovers a dolphin in a nearby canal, she's torn. She knows she shouldn't be spending every day watching over the sweet, playful creature, but if the dolphin is hurt and can't get back to its pod in the bay, it could be in serious trouble. Lily can't help the feeling that saving this special dolphin might just be her summer destiny.
Sounds really nice. Did you like it?
Yes, I loved it.
What did you like about it?
Well, I really liked how the first thing I'm just going to talk about that they mentioned in the back is that I liked how instead of Lily being over here being sad, like super sad and stuff about her friends abandoning her, she just decides that she wants to help the dolphin instead.
Yeah, it's good to have priorities and things you care about.
Yeah, it is.
Was it fun to read a book that's set over the summer during this weird summer that we're having?
Yeah.
You can like imagine what it would be like having a summer like that.
Yeah.
That sounds like a very nice book. I'll have to check that out someday.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what you're going to read next?
No.
That's okay. I'm curious with the school year if what the assigned reading is going to be like, if it'll be similar or different in terms of the amount that you all have.
My school doesn't really assign us to read anything.
Oh, yeah?
They don't really assign us anything to read a lot. So that's why sometimes I have trouble finding books to talk about.
Mm.
Because my school only wants me to read every once in 1,000 years. And they think I should prioritize my math more. You'll need reading more than math. That's my opinion.
I would much rather read.
Same.
I mean, math is important too, but I don't know. I think you learn a lot from reading.
Yeah.
And many levels. It's very important.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully this year you'll get some more assigned reading that's good. Only the good stuff.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, I can share a book that I read fairly recently. I think I finished it a couple weeks ago. And it's one that I've been meaning to read basically since the start of the pandemic, it feels like. Oh yeah, it came out March 31st, 2020. And I got it right when it came out. and it is called We Are the Wildcats by Siobhan Vivian. And this was one of two books that I had on my radar around the same time that are about field hockey teams. And so I read the first one at sort of the start of the pandemic, and then this one I just finally got to. But this one, the first one that I read was an adult fiction title, and it had like a potentially supernatural aspect to it.
Maybe just say the titles that the other adults write down.
The other one was, what was it called?
What was it called? Isn't a very
that wasn't what it was called. So it was called We Ride Upon Sticks by Quan Berry.
The other one. You won't get there very fast if you ride upon sticks. Not if they're room sticks, but just plain old sticks, you won't get that far.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, they were arguably broomsticks because it was about a field hockey team that was perhaps involved in some witchcraft. So I never saw a broomstick in the book, but maybe okay, they could ride upon their field hockey sticks. I don't want to spoil anything. But this one's We Are the Wildcats by Siobhan Vivian, and it's a book for teens, and it is not supernatural.
Oh, man.
But it was still very good, and I'll read the description. Tomorrow, the Wildcat varsity field hockey squad will play the first game of their new season. But at tonight's team sleepover, the girls are all about forging the bonds of trust, loyalty, and friendship necessary to win. Everything hinges on the midnight initiation ceremony, a beloved tradition and the only facet of being a Wildcat that the girls control. Until now. Coach, a handsome former college player revered and feared in equal measure, changes the plan and spins his team on a new adventure. One where they take a rival team's mascot for a joyride, crash a party in their pajamas, break into the high school for the perfect picture. But as the girls slip out of their comfort zone, so do some long-held secrets. And just how far they're willing to go for their team takes them all, especially Coach, by surprise. A testament to the strength and resilience of modern teenage girls, We Are the Wildcats will have readers cheering. So it's really fun. It takes place over one night, which I kind of like when books have that kind of setup where it's like a confined period of time.
How do they manage to make a book like maybe around 170 pages one night?
Well, it's told from different perspectives, so jumps back and forth between different girls on the team. And so you get different parts of their story. And I think there are maybe some flashbacks. I can't remember how much they're just the characters remembering or the narrator remembering versus like an actual flashback.
Remember something in the story?
Like saying how something happened, like the narrator would reflect on something that had happened before. But yeah, it was really fun. As I think I mentioned when I talked about these books originally, I played field hockey in high school, and field hockey doesn't turn up in fiction very often. Aside from these two books, the only example that I can think of off the top of my head is Paper Girls. And Paper Girls is a comic series where some of the characters happen to be on the field hockey team, but there's nothing really about field hockey aside from that at least one of them has a field hockey stick with them in the book. But otherwise, it's totally, the plot's totally separate from the sport. So it's sort of fun seeing that. There's not much field hockey in it because it takes place overnight, but there's a little bit. Yeah, it was a fun teen read. I'm glad I finally got to read it. I think I bought it when it first came out and then just kind of forgot that I had it and kept reading my library books instead, or reading whatever audiobooks came in. And then I recently realized that I still had it and hadn't read it, so I dived in. Glad I did.
Yeah, it gave you something to talk about here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good because I read books for all different age levels. I read a lot of picture books. I also read books for adults. I read books for teens in middle grade. And so I try on the radio show to mostly talk about teen and middle grade books. But every once in a while, my latest book is not for that age group. And then I have to decide if it's worth talking about or not. But I have some books that I pulled aside that we recently got in at the library. And I thought I could read the descriptions from those for any of our listeners that might be interested. Maybe even one of you might be interested in some of these. So I'm going to share three of our new books for teens and kids. So the first one is a book for teens by Shannon Hale, who I know Lena has read. And this is, I think, her first book for a teen audience. It's called Kind of a Big Deal. And I will read the description. There's nothing worse than peaking in high school. Nobody knows that better than Josie Pye. She used to be kind of a big deal. She dropped out of high school to be a theater star. But the bigger you are, the harder you fall. And Josie fell hard. Broadway dream? Dead. Meanwhile, her life imploded. Best friend? Distant. Boyfriend? Busy. Mom? Not playing with a full deck. Desperate to escape, Josie gets into reading. literally. She reads a book and suddenly she's inside it. And with each story, she's a different character, a post-apocalyptic heroine, the lead in a YA rom-com, a 17th century wrench in a corset.
Why can't she be at least Hermione in Harry Potter? That would be interesting.
It would.
Or Harry Potter itself. That would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I would feel sad for them when their scar hurts in the stories. Ouch.
Yeah. It's alarming, but also kind of amazing. Book after book, Josie the failed star finds new ways to shine. But the longer she stays in a story, the harder it becomes to leave. Will Josie find a story so good that she just stays forever? I think it's actually pretty cute. That would be nice. That's neat. Okay, so I didn't plan this. So the cover of the book has a young woman lying down on a bed that has all this stuff around her. And then the author's picture in the biography also has her with stuff around her. And one of the books in the picture, one of them is the book that Lena talked about on last week's radio show. So that's cool. And the other book is the other book that I was going to talk about. It's in her author bio picture, which is kind of funny. So the next book is another book for teens. It's called Ray Bearer, and it's by Jordan Ifueko. It's got a really pretty cover. I'll read the description for that. What if you've sworn to protect the one you were born to destroy? Tarasai has always longed for the warmth of a family. She was raised in isolation by a mysterious, often absent mother known only as the Lady. When Tarasai comes of age, the Lady sends her to the capital of the global empire of Aritzar to compete with other children to be chosen as one of the Crown Prince's Council of 11. If she's picked, she'll be joined with the other council members through the Ray, a bond deeper than blood. That closeness is irresistible to Tarasai, but the Lady has other ideas, including a magical wish that Tarasai is compelled to obey, kill the Crown Prince once she gains his trust. Tarasai won't stand by and become someone's pawn, but is she strong enough to choose a different path for herself? With extraordinary world building and breathtaking prose written by an incredible new talent, Ray Bearer is the story of loyalty, fate, and the lengths we're willing to go to for the ones we love. So this is a debut novel. It's got really pretty cover art. Ooh, I like the, this is the author bio is really short. It's cute. Jordan Ifueko grew up under a blanket fort eating fried plantains and reading comic books. Eventually, she switched the comics for a tea-stained notebook. She now lives in Los Angeles with her husband, David, and their collection of Black Panther Funko Pops. That's her author bio. And the third book I wanted to talk about is City of Secrets by Victoria Ying. This is a new graphic novel for middle grade readers. And here's the description. Ever Barnes is a shy orphan guarding a secret in an amazing puzzle box of a building. Most of the young women who work at the building's switchboard operating facility, which connects the whole city of Oscar, look the other way as Ever roams around in the shadows. But one of them, Lisa, keeps an eye on the boy. So does the head of the switchboard, Madame Alexander, a rather sharp eye. Enter Hannah, the spunky daughter of the building's owner. She thinks Ever needs a friend, even if he doesn't know it yet. Good thing she does. Lisa and Madame Alexander are each clearly up to something. Ever is beset by a menacing band of rogues looking to unlock the secret he holds at any cost, and whatever is hidden deep in the switchboard building will determine all of their futures. On a journey that twists and turns as much as the mechanical building Ever Barnes calls home, he and his new friend Hannah have to find out what's really going on in this mysterious city of secrets, or else. Dun, dun, dun. It's got really cool artwork. I like it a lot. And this is, I believe, a debut graphic novel. Oh, no. I think it's her debut graphic novel that she's written and illustrated. But Victoria Ying is a developmental artist whose clients include Disney Studios and Sony, among others. She has worked on major films such as Frozen, Tangled, Big Hero 6, Moana, and Wreck-It Ralph. She is also illustrating DC's new middle grade Wonder Woman graphic novel, Diana, Princess of the Amazons. So I look forward to reading that one as well. So those are three of our new releases that I thought I would share today in case anyone out there listening is interested in picking up a new read and thinks one of those sounds up their alley.
So that sounds cool. And me, and me, and me.
Which one sounds the best to you, AJ?
All of them. I like the graphic novel one better, though.
That's good. That one's probably the one that's most meant for someone your age, though it's possible that the others are appropriate. I'd have to look more into it to know, but... Yeah, the City of Secrets, or just City of Secrets. That one's meant for middle grade readers. Well, those are all available to borrow through the library. And we're currently doing contactless materials pickup. We're hoping sometime this month to be able to start allowing people to come in and browse. We don't have a set date for that yet, but we're really looking forward to being able to have people come in, peruse the collection. We just want to make sure it's done safely. So working out a few last things before we open up in that way. But in the meantime, if anyone wants to borrow any books, movies, CDs, audiobooks, magazines, you can either give the library a call or you can order through the online catalog or send us an email. Hooray! But check out HudsonAreaLibrary.org for more info and updates. And we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everybody has a great week with lots of quality reading time. And we wish everyone going back to school a happy and safe and hopefully not stressful return to school or start of school for people like Amelia who are starting off at college and AJ who's going to a new school.
I'm not ready.
Everyone has a good week. Happy reading.
Bye.
Bye.